Shep visited me last night, she said abruptly. Ah, Quincy said. Things became much clearer for him. Laid on the personal guilt? Of course. What are friends for? Even better. He contacted the crime lab himself through a friend. Turns out Abe Sanders has been holding out on us. I can hardly wait. There's a problem with one of the 38 shell casings. Not only does it completely lack prints or smudges, as in it appears to have been wiped clean, but ballistics found something strange about it. When I followed up this morning, I learned that it had some kind of residue inside, probably a polymer. Plastic? As in perhaps threads of polyester fabric? Who knows? But inside a shell casing is a weird place to find traces of fabric. Plus, Danny was wearing 100% cotton when I brought him in. They're conducting further tests, of course, but we're back to having more questions than answers. You're going to kill Detective Sanders, aren't you? Yes. At 3 this afternoon, you're welcome to watch. Rainey smiled tightly. Then I had the most fascinating chat with the M.E. at 7 this morning. She conducted Avalon's autopsy late last night so we could get straight to the girls this morning. Lucky me. And get this. The .22 slug that killed Melissa Avalon wasn't deformed. In fact, the damn thing traveled in a nice straight line through the center of her brain and stopped at the base of her skull. No ricocheting? Nice, recoverable slug with an intact base. Should yield plenty of rifling marks for ballistics, except it has none. No rifling marks? Is the M.E. thinking a smoothbore gun? I don't know what the hell Nancy Jenkins is thinking. The woman is definitely intrigued and, unfortunately for me, coy. Let me see if I can get her exact words right. Something like, the slug would appear to have come from a .22, but I don't think it has. She doesn't think it has? Turns out Nancy Jenkins is a gun buff. She's not commenting officially until she gets the ballistics report back, but there is something funny about the slug that killed Melissa Avalon. And she's pretty clear it's not your average funny. It's your smart, clever funny. Too smart and clever for a 13-year-old boy?